Hello, everyone. All right. So anyway, Minglava, everyone. I hope you all are doing. So today, I'm very honored to receive you all to this virtual cinema, yeah? A kind of cinema. So anyway, this cinema is not just a film show. You know, this is very important to our country's people, you know, to the children of our people. As a, you know, as a man who is working for the children affected by the, you know, armed conflicts and the, you know, earthquakes very recent. So this is very important event for us. That's why we hope everybody here, you know, knows about our works, and also you can also pass this information and share this information with the others, with all, with your friends as well. So anyway, thank you for attending. Thank you for participating in this event. So our, you know, for our Nobis services, without your donations, it cannot happen. We cannot help the our children. So in your, you know, contribution means a noble cause that you all can contribute. And now you have already contributed right now. And we intend and we work to pass your, you know, loving kindness, metta, and compassion, karuna, to all the vulnerable communities in Myanmar, in the country, along with your donations. So we don't only work for the monastic communities. Maybe, you know, when the people from outside the country might think, oh, they are just supporting the monastic communities. Not like that. You know, the monastic communities are, you know, but in fact, you know, monastic communities are providing shelter, accommodation, you know, and food and education and healthcare and almost everything, you know. I am a father of two children. So as a father, I'm always think about that. How could, you know, how could they support, how could they provide these many children? You know, some monasteries might have 14 to 15 children. Some nunneries might have, you know, 40 to 50, or maybe sometimes about 100, or sometimes over 100. So we don't only work for these monastic communities, but in fact, thousands of, you know, children taking a shelter in these monastic sanctuaries. We do not only provide monetary support, physical support. We also support them with mental encouragement, mentally, you know. They have been filled with new hopes to get up from fall after the earthquakes, after their nightmares. And we could help them continuously over the last few years since the coup in 2021. This is not a message from, you know, from the Bada Burma team leader from the ground, but to reflect all the voices from the needy ones in the country. You know, when they received our donations, they were surprised, they were encouraged, they were very thankful. I can't believe to say this, you know, because how much they have been grateful, thankful to us, to the donors, as I mean, to the donors who gave them a house after the earthquakes. So, I have a special story to share with you. A 72-year-old head nun, who is the head of a nunnery that we have built a house after the earthquakes for her young student nuns, took a meditation retreat for several hours for several hours, thousands, sorry, for 5 days continuously. I can't imagine, as for me, to meditate for an hour is very hard for me. But this man, he was taking the meditation retreat, and he told me the reason why. And he said that, he was shocked after the earthquakes on March 28th, 2025, very recently, 8 months ago. She told me that, he was shocked at first by the, by these destructive damages, by this havoc brought by the earthquakes. When we could all make it to reach the donations there, give our hands to them and press the donations from all international donors, along with their love, care, and sympathy. And they store their energies back. They rise up and they finally manage to recover. And she said that I was shocked at first. And when you come here, I thought that, we are still having someone who helps us. She said like that. And then she was, very last month, she was taking a meditation retreat for 5 days continuously without eating anything, without drinking, without standing up, without walking. And then her assistant went to that meditation center and she has to, wake her up. And then her assistant told us that we must, she said like that, she said that we must return our gratitude to all the donors because they gave us food, they gave us home. So we have only this way to return our gratitude. Oh my goodness. After hearing this, I have a goosebumps, I can't imagine how this is very meaningful way they are returning the gratitude to the donors. So yeah, from the time the destructive earthquake struck our country, especially the guy and the central parts, we also faced the nightmares, and also we saw many, many sorrowful scenes of the suffering people and also the vulnerable communities, including the monastic communities. So amid a dozen challenges and barriers, of course we finally made to bring all the donations to them. Monasteries and nunneries are not existing only for the religious purposes, and they are also the reactors or implementers of love, care, and sympathy. Since the destructive forces have fallen on our land, our beautiful land, all the crisis after the COVID-19, this disease, and also the civil war, armed conflicts, they never hesitated. The monastics never hesitated to give their hands to the needy ones, the displaced families, from the armed conflict zones, and their children. Now again, when the earthquake struck, they were hit by another punch. But they were not shocked and hesitated for long. They rise up again immediately for their child, for the children they cared for the people they cared for. Yet, after 7 months of the earthquakes, of course, they still have challenges and a lot of needs for these children they cared for. We have built homes, temporary homes, and safe permanent home as well for these nunneries and monasteries. In Zagai, we have already built six nunneries and one monastery, and also we contributed to renovate, to rebuild their houses like that in Zagai. So this is why we are here to gather to give them more of our hands. We shouldn't wait to give them energies, and we shouldn't hesitate to let them know we are with them. What shall we be waiting for? So thank you for all your contributions. It all matters for us. It also matters for all of our beneficiary communities. Your support means everything for their world. Thank you. Thank you again. All right, so this is the video about our previous works over the last few years. And now, and very roughly, I would like to say that all these children, all these communities who are affected, by their armed conflicts in the country, in their areas, they flee from their original areas and to the other safer areas like that. And then the monasteries and nunneries in those areas care for them, provides them shelters like that. So you might have seen the video of the children. So these children come from Zagan region, and they are living, they are living with their parents in Yangon, and they have nowhere to go and study. And then the nearby nunnery school teaches them, so like that. So anyway, I also would like to shortly present our future works about up and also our previous works after the earthquakes. And now, what are we going to do? So this is the first nannery that we built after the earthquakes. We arrived there after a month after the earthquakes, as in May, and we could build them a house before the rainy season, before the rain falls. So this is the first nannery and the second nannery at the same time. So in this nannery are, three young nuns were trapped, and three-story icy building and another two-story icy building collapsed, very badly collapsed. And three nuns were, trapped amid the debris. And, the monk you can see in this photo, and the monk rescued two of them, but with a sorrow, with the deep sorrow, and it's the loss for the nunnery. One young nun was killed by that during the earthquake. So this is the second nunnery that we built the homes. Actually, there were about 60 nuns, but after the earthquakes, most of them were taken back by their parents to their original areas or to other cities. Although the areas were not very peaceful, but because of the earthquakes, their children got a trauma. So anyway, there are still about 30 to 35 nuns, young nuns in this nannery. And there's 72, actually there's 70 years old man, Pattern Man, said that she was thinking about going back to her hometown, to her original area after the earthquakes. And then, but when the donors came here, and then she was motivated again to resume her, noble services, providing education to the children. This nannery does not only teach Buddhist literature, but also teaches compulsory basic education, that we call a lay-based education as well. So they are very good at, and the young nuns from this nannery are outstanding students. So this is the nannery of actually, you can see the group of this small group of nuns. They were evacuated. They fled from their original township in the north of Mandalay, and they were staying at a, you will see that. You will see that the monastery that they were sheltering, they were taking shelter in Zagan, also was very badly damaged, and you know, and then they lost their shelter again. That's why they were living in this bamboo shed, as you can see in the photo. So we go help them. We go help them with this small lightweight steel structure building for them, and they were very happy. Not only with them, they also live with their lady bear families, displaced families. They also provide their shelter for when they got a new home, you know, for the displaced families from their original hometown areas. So this is their fourth nunnery. You can see the two nuns in their 70s in this photo, and their house, you can see in the photo, three-story building, RC building, was very badly damaged and cannot it can no longer safe to live. And then they were living on the ground in the temporary tents built by Korea aid agencies. I think Quaker, I'm not sure. After that, when we saw that they were living on the ground for about 2 months, and also the rain already started, and then we couldn't live, we couldn't help but construct a house for them, and they were very happy for that as well. And in this nunnery, the nunnery was not damaged very badly by itself, but the RC building, three-story RC building next to the nunnery, you know, the debris of the buildings, when the earthquake struck, and it fell on the roof of the nunnery, and then the walls also collapsed, and we could build them. We could rebuild the walls and also roofing works as well. So, and a special note of this nunnery is this hat nun comes from the Weibo Xiaodao relatives, the most revered Weibo Xiaodao's relatives. She comes from Xuebu Township, exactly Qingwu Township. And this is the Zenodia Monastery that we have built a house for them. All the structures, all you know, three-story RC buildings you can see here. All the buildings, except only one in the near the gateway, as you can see in the middle photo. Only that, except that building, all the buildings collapsed, and the monks could not live anymore. So it is a very heartbroken scene to see this nunnery, to see this monastery, because every year every rain retreat, every Vesak, we donated food. We Bada Brahma donated food for these monks and nuns in this monastery. So this nunnery also, its walls collapsed, the brick house walls collapsed, and the another two-story RC building was also no longer safe. They couldn't even demolish it. They couldn't even do the demolition works because of the costs. Until now, for the last time I visited, so we built a school, like a school building, and also for the around 5 6 young nuns can live in this house. So this is another nunnery, and this is, you know, this majestic, wonderful, very beautiful temple or this nunnery. For this contribution, a donor contacted Bada Burma and for her donation that she awarded in her PhD dissertation paper, and she donated the money. She donated her award to renovate, to rebuild the temple in this nunnery. So the young, that the older, the old nuns all are in there. The old head nuns and the these tenants, they have five older nuns, five elderly nuns, in the age of over 90, you know, over 90, 92, 95, like that. So they still need help for this temple renovation reconstruction. And also we partially contributed to the rebuilding of the young rebuilding of the nunneries, small nunneries. They have 15 to 16 young nuns, and then so we partially contributed to them, and then they could rebuild. You know, here you can see in the second photo of the second row. Here you can see, and they could rebuild it. Actually, it was previously three-story building, and now one story they could demolish one story, the upper floor. And now they have a, and they also use the reinforced, beams to reinforce and strengthen their house. So our next target community is Sanda Desirama Nunnery. It is an orphanage. There are over 90 orphans. You know, the nuns are providing the children, including the infants. You will see the photo in the credits. So infants, they do not only feed them, they accommodate, they also give for the boys, clothes for the boys and for the girls and for the nuns. When they are sick, of course, they are also providing the treatments as like mother. So due to the increasing number escalated armed conflicts in this region, in the Zagan region, so there are also more children and orphans coming from the nearby townships in Zagan region. And the earthquakes destroying the soul building, Dharma Hall, which they used as a classroom and also for their living space. Now they are living in a big bamboo hut, which is not safe and healthy for them. It is winter now. It is the winter falling now. So very limited food donors. That's why last week I contacted. Actually, we are organizing food donation for the nuns and displaced families in Mandalay very, very soon, with the local, in collaboration with the local charity. And we contacted the head nun, and then she said that she has been away from her kids, you know. And then she cried on the phone in her insight, you know, in her delight. I mean, she was delighted, and she cried on the phone that she and her assistant nuns have been in Musa, the Myanmar-China border, which is more. The economic condition is better than in Sagaing and Mandalay, the central areas of Myanmar, to collect alms for their children's food. And they send back the donations to the assistant nun who remained in the nunnery. And so, very hard, very difficult for the nuns to feed these 90 children. So, this is our main current, our current target. You can see the infants here as well. So, in collaboration with the school construction organization, we are also trying to build a school classroom in this place, and so to house their classroom as well as to house they can sleep at nighttime. And the next is three nanneries. So all their houses were damaged like that. They cannot rebuild because of the very high costs, very costly to rebuild it. So they were just living in the bamboo hut, and they are also planning to build a small new home next to the nunnery. So this the nuns in this nunnery are also outstanding nuns. They completed, you know, Dharmacharya level, which is Actually, it means Dhamma Dicha. So it means a kind of master level. So they in the Buddhist education. So they are trying that. And the next is that Dadanamandai, we say Dadanamandai. And 26 resident nuns here. And I there were the head nun who was taking meditation for 5 days continuously is from this nunnery, you know. So we are also planning to help them rebuild this house. The downstairs, the walls downstairs were built, rebuilt with the help of a Vietnamese donor, and we are planning to build a wall upstairs. And the next is this nannery lost all the water supplies. The whole nannery collapsed onto the ground, and the young nuns from this nannery had to go to a nearby nannery to take a shower. And then you can see here in the photo, it's totally empty after the earthquakes. They moved to a new area, but here in this area, they don't have or they cannot dig water because I think the earthquake destroying the water system. Not only the distribution pipes, distributing river water distribution system, but also the underground water system. So, and the last nannery that we are targeting is not on, it's not a man, it's not in Zagai, it's a Mandalay. It is the reputable nannery, which has over 220 young men students. And the three-story Dhamma teaching hall collapsed, its western part collapsed and sank down to the ground. And other residential houses were also destroyed, and the original donors or their residential houses were rebuilt them again. But for the teaching hall, they still need much help for the donations. And also, we are also trying to help them with food and many other monastic requisites like robes, because they also lost, mostly lost robes in the debris after the earthquakes like that. So there are still many other needs. I was amazed. I was surprised by this 82-year-old head nun. You can see her looking at the temple. The temple, the temple's western part, actually is a kind of detached house, sunk down on into the ground on March 28th. But a few weeks later, when they were demolishing it, and also, in course, and on top of that, another part, collapsed again, with a very loud noise. And then amazingly, the pagoda she built wasn't damaged, and then she was paying respect to the pagoda, as you can see in the photo. Her mental strength and resilience are very unbelievable. She was smiling every time we talk, and she said that this is the second chance for me to rebuild all the houses. So very, very bad and very sorrowful things of the nannery. You can see in the photo 10, in the 10th photo here, it was a teaching hall. There are two parts in the middle, divided in the middle, a kind of like detached house. The first part was sunk down into the ground on March 28, and the next part where the Buddha is, and a few weeks later, after the due to the aftershocks, very frequently and continuously struck Mandalay and Zagai and surrounding areas over the last few months. Until now, even I had a news that yesterday or the day before yesterday, the aftershocks are still striking Mandalay and Zagai. as you can see here in the photo, you know, the temple, you know, and then it was amazing that although they had lost their homes and they were living in the temporary huts, temporary tents on the ground, every day and every morning and every evening, they continued their noble duties, like paying respect, paying worshiping at the Buddha and at night times and more in the mornings, and meditating like that. You can see here in the photo 64, they stay meditate, they stay worshiping, and you know. And a month later after the earthquake, the rain also heavily rained continuously. So they had a lot of challenges and barriers. So thank you all. So thank you for listening and watching my presentation. And I hope you all know about the nuns and monasteries who are needing your help. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tamora. Yeah, it's very touching. It's so sad and devastating.
Yeah, you know, every time, you know, I talk, you know, I cannot control my emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very heart attack, you know, very heartbroken.
I know. I'm teary-eyed also just watching it. What more if you're on the ground? Yeah, thank you so much for sharing. We really need to know all this. Yeah, so now we are humbled to share the film, A Thousand Mothers. So we want to say thank you to Kim Shelton, the director, who's wholeheartedly offered that we can use her film for fundraising to help the monastics in Myanmar. So for those who attended, thank you so much. And our donation link, if you want to support the monastics in Myanmar and the nunneries, you can check the link in our chat. In the chat box.
I just want to add something about the nunnery in this film. I know all the nuns there, and the nunnery is located in the far northern outskirts of the Zagai Hills. And just down the hill, there is a security checkpoint, and it's very, even in the recent donation of the stationaries for the children, for the, you know, villagers in May, in May, and also in September, and very recently, we got struck amid the armed conflicts, amid the battle. You know, it's really tough right now, the situation. So even the truck drivers don't want to dare to go to that area and to that nunnery. That's what we faced in organizing our donations. I think we had a question or something like that.
Yes. Are there more young girls becoming nuns these days than before?
Yeah, of course. Obviously. Even you know, during COVID-19, before the coup, we used to organize food donation for the monasteries and nunneries. We visited most of the monastic communities in Sakai. So we noticed that yes, there are many more young girls actually. The question means becoming nuns. So sometimes it depends on the nunneries. You know, sometimes the head nuns don't ask them to become a nun. They can study and they can be a lay person. They can be a For example, in some monasteries, the monks do not ask the boys to become a novices, to become a novice. But sometimes during this crisis, it's safer for them, safer for the children to be a nun or a no novice, especially around over 20, I mean over 12, 13, 15, 15, 16 years old, wives and also nuns as well. So, yeah, the children choose to become nuns rather than the previous times. To
Thank you so
study
much,
and restudy.
Maura.
Yes. Come. So it's really hard, as I am a brother, it's really imaginary how hard to survive, to support a family, to support, as a thousand mothers. Among the mothers. So yeah, we got another question. Can the community support the nunneries these days? Yeah. Local donors are also having financial hardship to support the nunneries. So for example, in the normal days, they just go around in their village where there is the nunnery. But nowadays, they have to go to the city. They have to go to the, cross the, they have to cross the river and go to the Gabidia city, Mandalay, the Mandalay city. And some nunneries go to, even far places. Just like I said, the head nuns and her assistant nuns went to Muse, the China border town. The China border city, because in that area, economic condition is quite better than in Sagay and Mandalay like that. So these days, yes, the local lay-based communities are very hard to support the nunneries these days. It's not. Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. And may
Thank
you
you.
all attain happiness. And thank you for your wish. May you all attain happiness and insights through mindfulness. Jesus Demare, Alo.
Thank
Yeah,
you.
you can proceed. Yeah.
Thank you so much for attending, everyone. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very
Thank you.
much, everyone.
Thank you, Maura. Bye.
Thank you, Paul. Bye-bye.